Jonathan, in your work, The Weapon, The Globalist Sphere, you talk about an amazing secret in the foundation rocks of our planet. Now, tell me about that. What does that mean?
Yes. Well, perhaps we could look at the look at that first. I think that's a good idea.
Okay.
Right. Now, back in 1965, one spring day, there was a young American scientist peering through his microscope at some very thin, translucent sections of granite-type rocks. And suddenly it struck him, George, this had the potential to turn an established theory, global theory, upside down. What he was looking at could raise an uproar in the scientific world. And as a result of mentioning it, he lost his funding. Now, what had he found? He had found physical, scientific evidence that can be tested under any laboratory that shows that the foundation rocks of our continents solidified not over millions of years, slowly cooling from liquid to solid, but within minutes. The molten rock became suddenly solid.
Within
How did he know
minutes?
This? Yes, in minutes. Not days or years or centuries. Now, just suppose you dropped a Alka-Seltzer into a glass of water. It has a very short life, doesn't it? The beginning of effervescence.
Fizz, fizz, and it's gone.
It's gone, yes. Now, what he had found was tiny bubbles, little bubbles of polonium, inside the granite rocks of our planet worldwide.
While they all solidified.
Yes, and polonium bubbles only have a half-life of 3 minutes. Otherwise, they would have dispersed before the rock solidified.
Interesting.
Now, he published this in the magazines of peer review. He battled the establishment for more than 20 years. And what he was finding was this, that the granite was in a liquid state, then it was frozen into solidified granite within a matter of minutes and left behind the halo bubbles before they disappeared.
And this is all when the planet was forming?
When the planet was forming. These were frozen into the solid granite. That's a physical fact that anyone can see and test. Now, this is not generally promoted in the scientific world because it becomes a challenge.
Yeah, tell me the significance of this discovery.
Significance of the discovery is that our planet had to have been created and solidified in a very short time, just like the book of Genesis in the Old Testament is telling us.
Like in days?
I beg your pardon?
In days?
In minutes.
That is remarkable.
It had to happen in less than 3 minutes, and that's globally on every continent of our planet. All the foundation of our rocks have these halos in them, these bubbles preserved and frozen.
So in the state that the planet might have been in, let's say it was in a gas state before this all happened, right?
Yeah.
Instantly, I guess it would be instantly, everything solidified.
Instantly, everything solidified. Now, this was actually presented to the National Academy of Sciences. Dr. Robert Gentry is the scientist's name. He published unrefuted evidence for an instant creation in Nature magazine, in Science, in Applied Physical Letters, and others. Now, the evolutionist-controlled National Academy of Sciences strongly opposed this horrifying idea, even claiming that the evidence of the creation had been scientifically invalidated. And so Gentry went back and he said, wait a minute, please publicly explain where the palladium halo evidence has ever been scientifically invalidated. And it was embarrassing. They couldn't disprove him.
Are you saying that this is a backing of God?
He said, what else could it be? It was a sudden intervention in the liquid state, and it froze in 3 minutes.
Hence, the globalists don't want us to know this.
They don't want us to know this. And why don't they want us to know, George? I do believe that what we've got here is a philosophy that's taken over our planet. And it's a battle now between a document and the death squad. I mean, we all know that there's a plan put into operation now to eliminate most of the world's population. And the planners say this needs to be done so they can have their utopia world. Now we've got this coming along, which is a bombshell set to explode in their face.
They would love another calamity as long as they weren't part of it.
Oh, yes. They'll be the minority, won't they, who survived?
Yep.
Now, we might be aghast at the dangers of a nuclear bomb at the hands of terrorists or renegade governments, but even more deadly than all of this intellectual bomb that's been let loose upon us. It's the nihilistic mindset that's been dominating scientific thought for the last 150 years. It's based upon the theory that we are here by accident, we are all useless eaters, and that the survival of the fittest means that the use of force and cruelty to crush the weak is justified. That's the mindset that's taken over our planet.
Well, that's true. Now, how did, in the book of Genesis, did they know this? Did they know the timetable of the formation of the solar system, the planets? How did they know this?
Well, the writers of the book of Genesis state that the Creator actually conveyed the information to them, because they, of course, were not witnesses, but whoever was around at that time conveyed the information and said, this is how I did it.
What do you think?
So this means that the book of Genesis is no longer relegated to fantasy and myth. We've got here scientific corroboration of its claim.
In minutes. It said, in the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth.
And this is the document they hate. And you can understand why now. The taking over of our educational establishment, of our scientific establishment, and of virtually every establishment that now controls our society has been done with a purpose in mind to control, to eliminate, and to discredit the book of Genesis. And that's the one book of all books that the establishment is against. It's like they'll discredit it, they'll poo-hoo it, they'll say it's myth, they'll say it's nonsense or it's religious garbage, but they will not admit that it's scientific truth, because that will awaken people to say, hey, we're not useless eaters, we're not people who have no value. We are valuable people. We were created, we were given dignity, our families are to be free, we are to be respected, and we are to respect one another. That's the message of Genesis.
That's a great story. I mean,
it's the opposite from the agenda that's now being put into action.
How come this isn't publicized other than in your work?
Well, I guess I stumbled across this, and I'm out now, George, to get the world to know this, and I hope I get a few helpers, because this is going to empower people to be courageous and to have some hope at last, after all.
Other than divine intervention, scientifically, what caused it to form so fast?
It could not form so fast given its own natural state. It would have had to taken slowly. There had to have been intervention.
There was intervention. Something.
Yeah.
Some divine power.
Yes.
Kicked this thing into high gear.
Exactly. That's the only scientific thing that makes sense about it. Because you take the laws of nature, they wouldn't let it happen.